I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here is your 3-minute reset. I want to go a little deeper than we usually go today. I heard a really powerful story recently that in 1988 in Armenia, there was a 6.8 earthquake, and it left 30,000 people dead in just 4 minutes. And amidst the rubble in the city, there was a school building that had collapsed, and all the parents ran up to this school and just saw the rubble on the ground. And they all dove in and started digging at the rubble to find their kids, and they all pretty quickly gave up when they realized this is just completely hopeless, except one dad. He just kept at it. And 12 hours later, he was alone in the rubble, ripping at these pieces of rubble, trying to find his child. After 24 hours, he was still there, and people passing by were just telling him, "Brother, you should give up. This is absurd. You're out of your mind. Just stop." And it actually turned into some mockery, and he just kept going. 38 hours later, he removed a piece of rubble, and there was a pocket of air, and his kid was in that pocket of air with his friends. And he said, "See, guys, I told you my dad would get us out." With his bloody hands, he had ripped that rubble off of his child and saved his life, and his child had full confidence in his father's love for him, that his father was going to come for him. Guys, that's the message of the whole Bible. This is a message that shows us who God is. It's also a message that shows us who we are and what we're worth in his eyes. You know, as achieving people, as people who go to work and some people who run a business, the downside is that so often we work for approval. And there's something good and healthy about that, but it's got to be balanced with this. In the depths of our souls as Christians, we have to rest in the fact that our Father loves us, and that love is unearned. It's not because we're so good, it's because he's so good.
And we're so used to having to earn things and feeling unworthy. And there's not a lot more to say about that, Chris, because it's so fundamental, and it is the great gift that we have. And it's true for all of us. And so maybe the best thing we can do right now is say, let's pray.
Amen.
That God help us to know that we don't have to earn your love, but it's there for us. And if we do understand that, Lord, help us to share that with others to help them discover it too. Because everything, the way we lead, the way we manage, the way we parent, the way we be friends with others, changes when we know that there's nothing we need to do but receive. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.